Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for the third day of our lesson about the movies that are coming out this summer. Let's go to the movies. Yes, of course, there are many great movies coming out this summer. Some have already come out. Have you seen any of the movies that we have mentioned so far? Well, there are more things to look forward to as well. Do you like going to the movies? Do you like going to watch movies on a big screen at the movie theater? Or do you prefer watching movies from the comfort of your television or your seat at home? Carolyn?
Well, there are certain movies that I really like to watch in a movie theater because the sound system is so good and the special effects are amazing to see on a big screen. Mm-hmm. But there are also a lot of other movies that I'm just fine sitting at home and watching them on my computer or on TV.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Although sometimes I won't even watch a movie unless I'm very intentional about it. That's why I do like going to the movie theaters to watch movies, because I'm not distracted by other things. I can just sit and watch the whole movie, especially those big epic films that have so many wonderful special effects. Those are great to see in the movie theater. Well, let's get started with our first reading of today, learning about some other movies this summer.
Let's go to the movies. Action and adventure. The special effects extravaganza Pacific Rim tells of a team of humans who pilot giant robots in a worldwide battle against an alien attack. Real-life father and son Will and Jaden Smith co-star in After Earth, the story of a father and son who crash land on planet Earth. The planet is no longer inhabited by humans, as they were forced to abandon it 1,000 years earlier. As the father lies dying, the son must recover their rescue beacon against impossible odds.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Robots, aliens, and special effects. We're on our last day previewing some of the summer's most anticipated movie offerings. But first, let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Extravaganza. Extravaganza is a noun. The variety of acts, colorful costumes, and great music made the show a real extravaganza. Alien. Alien is a noun. Do aliens live on other planets? Inhabit. Inhabit is a verb. Many kinds of frogs inhabit these ponds. Flamboyant. Flamboyant is an adjective. Max is a flamboyant dresser. Everyone notices him. Your more information words are beacon. Beacon is a noun. Paramilitary. Paramilitary is an adjective. Jazz age. Jazz age is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Wow, that sounds like quite an interesting film to watch. And I love those actors. Well, let's go to the very beginning here. We're talking about action and adventure. The special effects extravaganza Pacific Rim tells of a team of humans who pilot giant robots in a worldwide battle against an alien attack. Wow, big sentence right there. Let's talk about some things in that sentence. This is a special effects extravaganza. That's how they describe this movie, Pacific Rim. It's an extravaganza. This is from our word bank. Carolyn, what is an extravaganza?
Well, an extravaganza is something very big, very impressive or exciting. And here we have a movie that is a special effects extravaganza, which means that there will be a lot of special effects in this movie, probably throughout the entire film. It will just be one special effect after the other.
That's right. Now, you can use this word extravaganza to describe lots of different kinds of events, actually. They're talking about a special effects extravaganza, but maybe you're throwing a big party and there will be lots of different kinds of food. You could just call that a food extravaganza. Think about how to use that word extravaganza. And we're talking about this movie, Pacific Rim. It tells of a team of humans who do something. Let's look at that phrase. It tells of something. Carolyn, can you tell us about this phrase?
Well, this phrase just means that it's about something. The story is about a team of humans who pilot giant robots. You might also say, tells of the life of a young boy. So this is a really great phrase that we can use throughout our conversations. Gabe, how else might you use this?
Well, I might say the book tells of something, or the movie tells of something. This recording that I'm listening to, it tells of this story about this person. So that's how you use this phrase. You're not necessarily speaking. You could just be reading something that tells of something. So we're talking about a team of humans who pilot giant robots. Usually I think of piloting like you're flying an airplane. Carolyn, what does this mean here?
Well, here it means that they are controlling the giant robots, and maybe the robots can fly, so they might need to pilot them, but it means that they are kind of controlling, they are inside the robot. And it is in a worldwide battle against an alien attack. An alien is another word from our word bank. If something is alien, then it is foreign. It is from outside. And usually when we think of alien attacks in movies, we think of aliens from outer space.
That's right. And of course, one movie that you may have seen is called Independence Day, or ID4. Will Smith stars in this movie, and he fights against aliens. And we're going to be learning about Will Smith a little bit right now as well. Real-life father and son Will and Jaden Smith co-star in After Earth, the story of a father and son who crash land on planet Earth. Interesting. They're humans, but they're coming from the outside. They crash land, so it's not a smooth landing, right here on planet Earth.
That's right, and it's very interesting the reason that they crash land on Earth. We see the planet is no longer inhabited by humans, as they were forced to abandon it 1,000 years earlier. So there are no people on the Earth anymore. It is no longer inhabited. And let's take a look at that word bank word, the word inhabited. If a place is inhabited, then it means that something lives there. I might say that the forest is inhabited by many different animals and hundreds of different kinds of birds.
Or maybe that building is full of animals. These animals inhabit this old building. People used to inhabit that building, but now it's inhabited by these different kinds of animals. They live there. So the planet is no longer inhabited by humans as they were before. It's no longer, it doesn't happen anymore. But as we continue learning about this movie, as the father lies dying, the son must recover their rescue beacon against impossible odds. Carolyn, what does it mean to do something against impossible odds or against odds?
Well, it means that it's very unlikely to succeed. It would be a very difficult situation to actually complete your task. So here it is against impossible odds. And it sounds like it would be a very difficult task to recover this rescue beacon.
That's right. And a rescue beacon, maybe it's a source of guidance of some kind. And so if you are going to do this, if it's against impossible odds, it's really difficult. Maybe your chances of winning are 1 out of 100. That's impossible odds. Well, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle and the Language Lab.
Hi, Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 extravaganza 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 extra, 超过这个字根，所以 extravaganza 是指盛大的演出或者是活动。例如 ,Each New Year's Eve, Taipei 101 will put up a magnificent firework extravaganza. 每一年的除夕夜台北101都会举办盛大的烟火秀。或者是 The extravaganza of the Oscar Award ceremony attracted the attention of movie fans around the world. 奥斯卡颁奖典礼的盛世吸引了全球影迷的注意。接下来我们看的是 alien 这个名词。Alien 是指外星人。例如 The movie E.T. talks about the friendship between an alien and a boy. E.T. 这部电影讨论一个外星人跟一个小男孩之间的友谊。Alien 也指外国人，例如 These illegal aliens were expelled soon after they were arrested. 这些非法移民在被逮捕之后很快的就被驱逐出境了。
It is our third day in this article. Let's go to the movies.Today we are talking all about action and adventure films coming out this summer. We've already talked about two today. The first one was Pacific Rim, a special effects extravaganza, which deals with an alien attack. The second one we talked about was After Earth, in which the planet Earth is no longer inhabited by humans. Well, we have a lot more to learn in the next section, so let's start that reading now.
Let's go to the movies. In the action drama White House Down, Channing Tatum stars as a Secret Service agent trying to save the U.S. president. A paramilitary force that has taken control of the White House threatens his life. Those wanting more story-driven fare shouldn't miss the latest adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Tobey Maguire stars as writer Nick Carraway,who is drawn into the flamboyant world of millionaire Jay Gatsby during the Jazz Age. Leonardo DiCaprio stars as Gatsby in this tragic romance. With so many great titles to see, film fans will be spending many hours experiencing danger, drama, and laughter from the comfort of a theater seat.
That's true. Well, let's start at the beginning of this section here. We're talking about action and adventure movies. In the action drama White House Down, Channing Tatum stars as a Secret Service agent trying to save the U.S. president. Well, Carol and I can think of many movies in the past that kind of have a similar theme. Someone is trying to save the president or someone in leadership.
This is a very common theme that we see in movies, especially coming out of the United States. There are many movies that are made about the president. Mm-hmm. And in this one, a paramilitary force that has taken control of the White House threatens his life. So the life of the president of the United States is threatened by a paramilitary force. And paramilitary just means that it is not an actual military, but people who are acting as one.
That's right, or maybe they're assisting the military. Sometimes you might see those letters P-A-R-A at the beginning of a word in English. Para means with. It comes from another language, I think, but it means with. And so if you can remember that, it will help you understand the meaning of that word. And so this has taken control of the White House, or some force that is coming and they want to threaten the president's life. They take control of something. So this person wants to come and save the president.
Well, that is a very exciting mission for him to take on. And there are other movies coming out this summer as well that are action-oriented, but those wanting more story-driven fare shouldn't miss the latest adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. And this is a very famous story by F. Scott Fitzgerald that has been remade into another movie.
That's right, and so you don't want to miss this if you like story-driven movies or story-driven fare, as we see here. Many things can be driven, but, well, let's take a look at the Grammar Gym and see what Liz has to say about this.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions, those wanting more story-driven fare shouldn't miss the latest adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, story-driven. It describes fare. What kind of fare? It's fare that is driven by a story. Driven is usually used to talk about what we do with cars, like, he has never driven a car before. But in today's sentence, driven means to be controlled by or to be strongly influenced by. So the sentence just means people who want to watch movies that are influenced by a story should go see F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. So we see story-driven fare. What other something-driven adjective phrases are there? Well, a boss that only cares about money is a money-driven boss. A hungry tiger looking for food is a hunger-driven tiger. Or a learning program that focuses on being fun can be described as a fun-driven program. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more examples there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Earlier, I mentioned that this film, The Great Gatsby, is remade into another movie, and I think that Steve and Ken have something they'd like to tell us about that in the information cloud.
Not only is the movie The Great Gatsby an adaptation, that is, a film that is based on a play, a musical, or in this case, a novel, it's also a remake.
Right. It's a new version of a previously released movie. This can be said because there are already three other major Hollywood productions of The Great Gatsby in existence, the last one being filmed in 1974.
But there are some die-hard movie fans who will argue that the new Gatsby movie is not a remake, but rather a reinterpretation.
They say a remake needs to be based on a previously released film, and the new Gatsby film is not. It's based on the same source material as the other three Gatsby films, the novel written by F. Scott Fitzgerald in 1925.
Right, meaning in 88 years, nothing's changed. The new Gatsby movie has the exact same characters, plot, setting, and title as the other three Gatsby movies before it.
The only difference being the actors and how they interpret their roles.
But maybe those fans are just being too picky. Why can't a film be an adaptation, a remake, and a reinterpretation all at the same time?
The Great Gatsby, 大亨小传是美国作家 F. Scott Fitzgerald 在1925年完成的小说。这本小说已经有三次被拍成电影。今年好莱坞将再次推出新的版本。这个版本不只是一个 adaptation 小说的改编，而且呢是一个 remake 重拍的电影。但是许多大亨小传的书迷认为最新这部电影并不算是一个 remake， 因为 remake 的着眼点是先前的那部电影，而这部电影呢又是基于 Fitzgerald 的原著，所以严格讲应该是一个 reinterpretation 重新的诠释。不管它是什么， The Great Gatsby 绝对是个许多人所期待的一部电影。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, we've been learning about this famous story, The Great Gatsby. Tobey Maguire stars as writer Nick Carraway, who is drawn into the flamboyant world of millionaire Jay Gatsby during the Jazz Age. All right, so we know that Tobey Maguire will be in this movie, and he's drawn into the world, the flamboyant world of Jay Gatsby. Let's look at that key word, flamboyant. This makes me think of something that is really fancy. Maybe you don't need everything to be that fancy and wonderful and spectacular, but it is. Someone has made it flamboyant.
Yes, I think of something that is flamboyant as something being very bright, flashy, something that really catches your attention. You can't look away from it. It's very flamboyant and very obvious as well. And here we have a flamboyant world. Maybe you know someone who has a flamboyant lifestyle, or they have flamboyant clothes that are very eye-catching.
That's right, flamboyant clothes. Or they live in flamboyance. There's kind of a noun, flamboyance. Now we're talking about Jay Gatsby here, and he has a very flamboyant lifestyle, it's true, and he lives during the Jazz Age. Actually, the author F. Scott Fitzgerald kind of made this term popular, the Jazz Age. Now this is the era between World War I and the Great Depression. That's called the Jazz Age.
Well, in this movie, Leonardo DiCaprio stars as Gatsby in this tragic romance. So we have two big names in this movie, Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, are both stars in this tragic romance.
That's right, a tragic romance. Do you know any other stories that are tragic romances? Well, Shakespeare wrote a couple. Romeo and Juliet was definitely a tragic romance. Well, let's continue. With so many great titles to see, film fans will be spending many hours experiencing danger, drama, and laughter from the comfort of a theater seat. Well, what about you? Are you a film fan? Will you be seeing any of these movies?
I think I will definitely be going to see some of these titles, another way that you can say film or movie, talking about their title. And I am looking forward to enjoying spending time in the movie theater this summer, as it will probably be very hot outside.
That's right. You can enjoy a movie from the comfort of a theater seat. Well, it's time for us to learn something different with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们来看的是 beacon 这个字。beacon 在今天的课文中是指信号。所以 rescue beacon 是指让别人可以辨识自己位置的自动求救信标。例如 the rescue beacon help these victims be easily located。自动求救信标帮助生还者容易被找到。beacon 也指灯塔或明灯。例如 the lighthouse beacon near the coastal line lit up at dusk。这个海岸边的灯塔在黄昏时发出了光亮，或者是 Charlene is the beacon of life for her husband. 对 Charlene 的丈夫而言，她是她生命的明灯。最后我们来看的是 flamboyant 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 B-O-Y 这个音节，念成 flamboyant。flamboyant 是指过度华丽的或绚丽的。例如 the club's flamboyant decorations became their trademark。这个俱乐部华丽的装饰成为了他们的注册商标，或者是 Frank Sinatra's flamboyant tuxedos suited him so much. 法兰克辛纳去华丽的燕尾服非常的适合他。And now, time to get back to our teachers.
Wow, we've talked about many of the different movies that are coming out this summer. Some have already come out, and I wonder if you've seen some of them. I wonder if you also like acting, or if you had a choice, if you could be in one of these movies, what kind of movie would you like to star in? Carolyn?
Well, I would actually really like to star in an animated movie.
Interesting.
Yes, I really like the idea of voice acting and just being very expressive in the way you use your voice and put it on a character on screen. I think that it would be a really fun project to work on.
That does sound like fun. For me, I think I'd like to do something a little more story-driven. I love dramas, and they're a big challenge for actors like Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire in The Great Gatsby. I'd like to be in a movie like that. Well, what about you? What kind of movie would you like to be in? Talk about that in English, of course. And we hope to see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Then you want me to go inside?
Right. Hopefully one of the rooms will be empty. When you climb through the window, I'll do something to lead my uncle and his friend away from the house.
And then I grab Sherry.
And bring her back here to the duck shelter. Then we'll hide here and wait for the police.
Good plan, but it sounds too easy. Too many things could go wrong.
I know, but I'm prepared to take the risk. Are you?
Okay. I suppose this is what friends are for. I'm with you, Junfan.
Great. Now, see those lights over there? That's the farmhouse. Just go towards the lights and hope the storm doesn't get you. Ready?
Ready as ever.
1, 2, 3, run!
The guys ran into the darkness, into the rain, into the wind, into the danger. They ran toward the light and at last made it to the house. They took shelter from the storm by leaning up against the wall, out of the wind.
Stay down, Jason. I want to look in the window. There's a man in that room I don't recognize. I'll move along so I can take a look into the next room. Oh, no.
What? What?
I was right. My uncle has Sherry. He's tied her up, and he has a gun.
Oh, no. Will Jason and Junfan get past the dangerous Lin Unlai? Listen next time to find out more in The Stranger.